Courage and Love by President Thomas S. Monson. Be strong and of a good courage. We live in a world where moral values have in great measure been tossed aside, where sin is flagrantly on display, and where temptations to stray from the straight and narrow path surround us. Because of these and other challenges, decisions are constantly before us which can determine our destiny. In order for us to make the correct decisions, courage is needed. The courage to say no when we should. The courage to say yes when that is appropriate. The courage to do the right thing because it is right. Inasmuch as the trend in society today is rapidly moving away from the values and principles the Lord has given us, we will almost certainly be called upon to defend that which we believe. Will we have the courage to do so? We can help ourselves in our desire to do what is right if we put ourselves in places and participate in activities where our thoughts are influenced for good and where the Spirit of the Lord will be comfortable. Inner courage includes doing the right thing even though we may be afraid, defending our beliefs at the risk of being ridiculed, and maintaining those beliefs even when threatened with a loss of friends or of social status. He who stands steadfastly for that which is right must risk becoming at times disapproved and unpopular. Not all acts of courage bring spectacular or immediate results, and yet all of them do bring peace of mind and a knowledge that right and truth have been defended. We will all face fear, experience ridicule, and meet opposition. Let us, all of us, have the courage to defy the consensus, the courage to stand for principle. Courage, not compromise, brings the smile of God's approval. As we move forward, striving to live as we should, we will surely receive help from the Lord. Love, the essence of the gospel. We cannot truly love God if we do not love our fellow travelers on this mortal journey. Likewise, we cannot fully love our fellow man if we do not love God, the Father of us all. We are all spirit children of our Heavenly Father, and as such are brothers and sisters. As we keep this truth in mind, loving all of God's children will become easier. There are many attributes which are manifestations of love, such as kindness, patience, selflessness, understanding, and forgiveness. Usually our love will be shown in our day-to-day interactions, one with another. All important will be our ability to recognize someone's need and then to respond. Some of our greatest opportunities to demonstrate our love will be within the walls of our own homes. Love should be the very heart of family life, and yet sometimes it is not. There can be too much impatience, too much arguing, too many fights, too many tears. The reasons do not matter. If we would keep the commandment to love one another, we must treat each other with kindness and respect. I would hope that we would strive always to be considerate and to be sensitive to the thoughts and feelings and circumstances of those around us. Let us not demean or belittle. Rather, let us be compassionate and encouraging. We must be careful that we do not destroy another person's confidence through careless words or actions. Forgiveness should go hand in hand with love. In our families as well as with our friends, there can be hurt feelings and disagreements. Again, it doesn't really matter how small the issue was. It cannot and should not be left to canker, to fester, and ultimately to destroy. Blame keeps wounds open. Only forgiveness heals. May we begin now, this very day, to express love to all of God's children, whether they be our family members, our friends, mere acquaintances, or total strangers. As we arise each morning, let us determine to respond with love and kindness to whatever might come our way. Resolve to do better. As we ponder the messages we have heard, may we resolve to do a little better than we have done in the past. May we be kind and loving to those who do not share our beliefs and our standards. The Savior brought to this earth a message of love and goodwill to all men and women. May we ever follow His example. May heaven's blessings be with each of us. May our homes be filled with love and courtesy and with the Spirit of the Lord. May we constantly nourish our testimonies of the gospel, that they will be a protection for us against the buffetings of the adversary. May the Spirit abide with us as we go about those things which occupy us each day, and may we ever be found doing the work of the Lord.
Sidebar. One thing that we all can take from this April's conference is to do a little better than we have done in the past, as President Monson and many others challenged us to do. As I prayed and listened with an open heart, I gained a stronger testimony of this gospel. In the next 6 months, I hope to focus on being more courageous, more loving, and more firm in the faith. This conference has been a renewing call to arms for all that is good and true. Why waste another second? Joseph V., 16, Idaho, USA.
Sidebar, videos and quotes. Share designed quotes and short video highlights from President Monson's conference addresses at lds.org/go/541 and lds.org/go/542, also lds.org/go/543, and lds.org/go/544. End of the article, Courage and Love, by President Thomas S. Monson. Read by David Shaw.